our aim at Project Censored is to try to guide people to stories and journalists and indeed journalistic outlets that we think are consistently doing high-quality, first-rate, investigative, independent reporting.
Andy Roth is a co-director of Project Censored at Sonoma State University and co-author of the project's annual book, Censored 2013, The Top Censored Stories in Media Analysis of 2011 and 12. This is the 21st year they've compiled and published such a volume, and the list of the top 25 censored stories is, as always, a primary focus. But continuing a practice that was introduced last year, they have also bundled related stories into news clusters.
The idea is to connect the dots between some of these news stories. So we have a whole censored news cluster, for instance, on the police state and civil liberties that includes not only our number one story, the signs of an emerging police state, but a number of thematically related stories that if you're just seeing news on a daily basis, you might not draw the connections between these separate stories. But when you look at them in a big picture sort of way, you see the thematic elements, the common threads that actually do connect these stories.
As an example, Roth points to the 10 stories that deal with economic issues. In the cluster that examines them, the author begins by asking a fundamental question.
Whose economy are we talking about? And then he looks at a series of the top 25 to consider different answers to that question. One is given by the number 22 story that Wachovia Bank laundered money for Latin American drug cartels. But another answer, a quite different answer, is found in story number 7, which looks at 2012 as the International Year of Cooperatives.
This added element of analysis, says Project Censored Director Mickey Huff, further demonstrates what is missing from most mainstream American journalism today.
We're interested in showing people the architecture of censorship in a free press system because it's often difficult for people to see because most people in the United States operate under the assumption that the press really is free and that they really do get accurate information from what they refer to often as the mainstream media, but we refer to it more aptly as the corporate media because six corporations own about 90% of that medium.
Common knowledge now, that itself was a Project Censored story just a few years ago. And Huff notes that such exposure can sometimes help catapult a censored story into greater prominence, as happened with one of last year's list toppers.
The number one story from the 2012 book was that there were more soldier suicides than deaths resulting from combat among American soldiers. That story didn't go far at first. That's how it ended up in the 2012 book. But since then, it's been in the New York Times, the LA Times, NPR has done it. But more and more we hear about the issue of soldiers returning, how veterans are being treated, how they're not getting access to the kinds of care that they need.
Professors Huff and Roth will be among the speakers at a book release party for the new Project Censored anthology this coming Saturday evening. It's at the Arlene Francis Center in Santa Rosa. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.